Trent Meisenheimer is a forecaster and education outreach director with the Avalanche Center. He and forecaster Mark Staples spent Tuesday triggering ridgeline avalanches for the video.
Oh, huge collapse! There it goes!
Sticking to low-angle slopes with nothing above or adjacent to you is what we are recommending through the weekend. Right now, these avalanches can be triggered from a distance. And what that means is that if I, say, snowmobile into a bottom of a steep bowl, it's just like walking up to a giant log pile, and I pull out the bottom log, and all the logs come down on top of me.
And there it goes through all the trees. That's where you'd be taken. That's what makes these so deadly.
I guess the point is I'm trying to show the viewers that these avalanches are now, they're serious, and they're large, and they're super deadly. In a matter of seconds, you'd be ripped down the slope, dragged over rocks, trees, stumps. It's no wonder that a quarter of us are killed from trauma in avalanches. Once they stop, and if you're buried, you only have, you know, a matter of minutes to get out of that snow before, you know, you die from asphyxiation.
He is warning outdoor recreationists to stay off and out from under slopes steeper than 30 degrees. To view the Utah Avalanche Center's video demonstrating the state's avalanche danger right now, as well as to learn more about education classes, you can go to our website at upr.org. Reporting for Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.